This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you want to support us and the work we do here at Girls on Porn, you can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn. A quick disclaimer ahead of this episode. Due to the sensitive nature of this particular topic, we have to provide a content warning. If you're a survivor of assault, this just might not be the episode for you, as it may be triggering. Also, in the episode, we discuss our own relationships to the idea of quote-unquote forced orgasms. A listener pointed out that the conversation might be reductive and that we speak from our own physical experiences and imply that a physical orgasm can't be forced on vulva havers. We're told that "I thought she was having an orgasm" is a common defense leveraged against sexual abuse survivors, and we fear we may have contributed to that argument's framework. We believe that all bodies and all orgasms are different, and we believe survivors. On to the show.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a lusty little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Does sexual regret change sexual behavior? A study of Norwegian college students found that sexual behavior tended to fall into socio-sexuality norms when it comes to one-night stands. Women are more likely to regret having a casual encounter, while men are more likely to regret not having one. But the study showed the feeling of sexual regret did not stop the study's participants from repeating their behavior of having regrettable one-night stands. A friend of the pod calls this a body hangover.
Content warning. The number of rapes reported in New York City skyrocketed between March 29th to April 4th this year, just as nicer weather arrived and capacity expanded at bars and restaurants. Sexual assaults surged 322% from last year. 322%! As New Yorkers get vaccinated and start to venture out, please look out for yourselves and your friends. Never leave a buddy behind.
70% of the people you will come into contact with have some kind of herpes virus. The Sex Agenda podcast reported that most doctors in the UK, and we're presuming also in the US, don't test for type 1 herpes because the general consensus is that it's not helpful for the patient, causing unnecessary stress due to the potent stigma around herpes. We here at GOP are passionate about destigmatizing HSV. 70% people! Just talk about your sexual health with your partners and get on with your lives, babies.
A 43-year-old French woman claims to be in a relationship with a roller coaster. Gael Engel said she has been sexually attracted to objects since her teens, and as an adult, she became fascinated with roller coasters. When she was 38, the artist found herself developing a strong romantic bond with the Skyscream roller coaster in Southwest Germany. Gael said, "You could say that I'm sexually drawn to roller coasters, but since I met the Skyscream roller coaster, I understood what love was." Congratulations to the happy couple!
A Girls on Porn staffer recently tried the Love Honey restraints during a romantic encounter and... oh, yes, I'm just getting reports back now that they are very comfortable for the wearer and easy to tighten for the partner. 5 out of 5 would recommend.
Also, when the presumably in the US, it's actually CDC recommended to not get tested for HSV.
It's CDC recommended not
yes.
to get tested?
The Center of Disease Control says, don't bother getting tested because if you have it, those mental health impacts are far worse than, like, not knowing. Isn't that
yeah.
insane?
Yeah, that insane? Is insane.
I know.
That
and you,
insane.
Like, can beg and plead to get it from your doctor, but, like, most of the time they'll be like, no, nah, you don't need to know.
You don't need to do that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because it's so common, but we're taught to think that it's like horrific and disgusting, and it's even like harder to transmit, you know?
Right.
All that hullabaloo.
For literally nothing. Anyways.
For a lip blister. Everybody calm down.
Lip blister. Literally.
Everybody calm down. Okay.
Forced orgasm is what we're talking about today.
Forced orgasm. Okay, I gotta come out of the gate here and say,
come on out, babe.
I don't love the branding on this topic. You know what I mean? Like, forced orgasm is such a specific notion, you know? And I get why it's called that, because we want to lean into the, like, power dynamic and the dom sub and the, like, I'm doing this to you. Like,
I control. Yeah.
That appeals to, like, so many primal instincts and things that are, like, attractive about that power dynamic. But I'm like, I prefer to call it like a submissive orgasm, you know? Like,
highly like compelled.
Yes, like strong argument for orgasm.
Yes. It goes, your head goes there. Like, it's like, oh, I don't have control over it. And it's not.
Yes.
It's not consenting. Yeah.
Yes, because technically there are two definitions of a forced orgasm. Right. And the first is a BDSM, generally speaking, like part of a BDSM scene. Like, here.
Yes.
This is from Healthline. The person receiving the orgasm is submissive to a dominant partner. Often they're bound or restrained to prevent them from escaping the stimulation.
Yeah.
But there is also a forced orgasm as referred to in assault. Mm-hmm. And it's
trigger
tricky.
Warning.
Yeah, trigger warning. And it's a tricky, I mean, I think anyone, I'll just say, I think anyone who's going to be strongly reactive to this content would know to stay away from forced orgasm concept.
Right. Well,
but
you never know.
Yes. No, you never know. But yes, if you are a survivor of assault, this might not be the episode for you. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like assault and could be referred to in the context of assault. But what's funny about it is, like, typically with forced orgasm, we're talking about people with vulvas, like, not always, of course.
Right.
But the videos we'll talk about, and quite often in the porn space, it's a dynamic we most traditionally see between a man and a woman. And I'm like, or like, I'm just like, you can't force a person with a vulva to have an orgasm. That's sort of the kicker.
But that's why I'm interested in it. Cause I'm like, oh, you're going to force me to, like, I already have a hard enough time making myself come. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like, you're going to force me, like, game on. Go ahead and try.
Like,
throw my hands behind my head. Like, go. You don't even have to tie me up. Like, please go on.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Try.
Like, do your worst. Okay. Yeah. Like, good luck.
I know.
And like, what I sort of want to explain to the listener that might be like confused, like, I think it is much easier with a person with a penis to give them an orgasm when they're like potentially resisting it, just by virtue of like how that orgasm works and how that refractory period works, blah, blah, blah. It's easier to make a penis come than to make a vulva come.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So like,
yes.
Like sucking off and making someone orgasm as a penis is just like, physically, often, not always, but often and like statistically speaking, a much easier exercise, whereas clits are much more complicated and it is much harder. And there are sometimes like cultural, emotional components involved.
Yes.
But like, if I'm not trying to come, I ain't coming, baby.
Right.
Like
right.
You could do all the same shit that physically works otherwise.
Right.
But I am like choosing to leaning into, relaxing into, resisting in a way that makes it more fun to work up to.
Right.
But there's no such thing as forcing me to have an orgasm. And that's also my personal experience.
Yes.
And like, everybody different.
See, I'm up to the challenge. I'm like, go ahead. Like, I would like to resist it, you know, and then see if it can happen.
No,
just
I'm,
like by sheer, you know, just the pure vibration, power, force of a vibrator, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the fun of it. Like,
yes.
I love this actual sex act.
Me
because
too.
Because it's so hard for me to come that I'm like,
game on, bitch. Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And I am like, ooh, like resisting it. But like, truthfully, I am consenting. If I am not consenting, by no means are you ever going to like, you know, if I'm not wholeheartedly consenting, if I'm not with a partner that I'm like, mm-hmm. I want to play this game with you. I want to like have this submissive role with you.
Right.
Then it don't matter how strong that fucking vibe is. And that was just the thing I wanted to touch on to like unpack why I don't like the branding of like the word force.
Forced. Gotcha.
Because you can't. Like you fucking can't.
Right.
That's why I'm like, it's a submissive. It's a like deeply compelled. It's a like
it's hard,
strap
right?
the thing to me and like fucking show me how much you want me to come.
Well, that's why when we were trying to find videos, we like had a hard time finding these videos on Pornhub or for like the bad option. And even like on kink.com, like you have to search for orgasm control, you know, because the word forced sounds scary, which I appreciate, you know.
Yeah. It's abuse adjacent, you know.
Yes, it is. But that being said, but I kind of like the term force, like, because I'm into the dom sub aspect of it. Like, I actually, truth be told, my first experience watching forced orgasm was actually femdom. So it was with a penis, you know, like it's women. It was like, you know, some women forcing a guy to come. And so it's like all under the umbrella of orgasm denial.
I was going to say, and in
ruined
the
orgasms.
World, yes.
Orgasm control, which I am very much a fan of. Actually, I would say maybe my number one fantasy currently. I'd love
number
to
one
be,
fantasy is to be the femme, like be the femme dom in this scenario, or to be the submissive.
I want
to
be the submissive. I'd love to be tied up and have someone, because it's already so hard. I can, every single time I get a partner to like hold my vibrator, I'm like, just give me it. You know, I'm like, get out of here. Like, I'm like, just, you're not doing it right. So I would love to have my hands tied up and me not be able to even do that and have like, you know, an expert maybe force me to come. That sounds super sexy to me.
It's King Noir. You're thinking of King because we looked at that video.
I'm thinking of King Noir.
Like, it's got to be King Noir.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely would trust him with that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So wait, now I have to unpack this thing, other thing I'm hearing. But like, you have not been in a situation with partners where you've been able to effectively relay to them what to do with the vibe specifically to get you to come?
Only like once or twice with one particular partner.
Uh-huh. And even with that partner, it was like few and far between, and a lot of times still you like managing
like he was
it.
Just like I think I'm missing it. Like I just think it's not working. And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. But one time he did tie me up and he used it on me, and I really loved it. But what's also hot? Yeah, 2021. Maybe this is the year.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, like, what a joy to set new, like, goals for ourselves and our sex lives. And I just want to say, like, babe, I believe that you can teach someone to use a vibrator just the right way. And it just, like, takes a bit and it takes some patience and courage on your partner's end. Mm-hmm. But, like,
confidence.
It's literally.
But not too much.
Easier than, like, teaching someone to learn 3 guitar chords. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally, like, this is the spot you gotta find, and then you gotta, like, I'm picturing also a Hitachi where it's like, how do you not find the fucking spot?
Yeah,
you just have to find
the head.
Vaguely the spot, and then just, like, do a
leave
little motion, you know, like, maybe move it around a little, and then when they start to react, just, like, lean into it.
Absolutely.
But I get that. These are hard things to navigate, and I believe in you is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, it's hot to me. There's something about the feeling of obviously giving up the control, the helpless, the helplessness, also the pain slash pleasure spectrum. Because a lot of this time, a lot of the times in these videos, they're leaving it on. You know what I mean? Like we've all experienced like a vibrator, but usually like we take it off, whatever. It gets like too stimulating, but like it's getting stuck there for quite some time. So like you can come and want to be done, but like, you know, it's still going to be there. And you have to like get, you know, then you go through like the peaks and valleys of overstimulation, things like that. And also to that end, it's why I like it in femdom, because we talk about this a lot on the show, whenever like you keep touching a dick after it's come and it's like overstimulated and they're like, you know, like I love that.
Yeah.
hot, 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 hot potato.
Like hot pizza before you take a bite.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. But I was read this article in Mel Magazine, actually. This New Zealand producer, what's his name? Colin Rowntree, founder of Wasteland.com, actually said, you know, he had to change the title of forced orgasm to highly compelled orgasm because MasterCard led the charge against processing transactions with the word forced in the title. So
is this recent? Is this like the recent sort of... Because I know that credit card companies have been going nuts at different porn sites and being like, we won't.
We
like,
won't.
Fine, we'll use cryptocurrency and you will become obsolete. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's recent.
That's highly compelled orgasm is so funny. It's like, it's like not sexy because it feels so formal, but I like love it anyway.
Right,
I'm like, I am very compelled to come right now.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, the power of Hitachi, our Lord and Savior, compels you.
Do you think that you would be into forcing an orgasm on someone? Compelling an orgasm on someone? Obviously,
I mean,
consenting. Obviously, of course, you guys, for everyone listening out there, we don't engage in anything unless it's safe, sane, and consensual, okay?
Yeah. I mean, of course, like, yes. Like, what's funny is I'm thinking about it, especially with current partner, and being like, easy peasy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, give me something.
A gust of wind blows.
Yeah. I'm there and I got my mouth on it. Like, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
But I do think the, like, incorporating orgasm denial, incorporating, like, the play of, like, I'm in control and, like, you can or you can't, like, is, really fun. And, like, with a, with a partner, a recent partner, I'm like, like he's often like, like doesn't want to come yet. And I'm like, you're gonna, you know, like it's fun for me to be like, it's happening right now.
Right.
But yeah, I think it would be really fun to like, it's happening. I'm in control. It's happening, you know, like, but I think it would be super fun to like actually have someone like tied up and like really get to play with them, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely like, I mean, I'm into both aspects of it, but more so right now, I would like to be tied up and be the submissive and be like body shaking, you know, convulsing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hot to me.
Oh, yeah. By all means.
Yeah. And also important to note, these videos, I mean, this guy, Colin Rowntree, again, says that they're really popular because they have like, you know, high drama, high energy, and an emotional nature to them.
Yeah.
I love that. High drama.
High drama. Yes. Who doesn't love?
Right? Because it's like so like, I don't want it. You know, there's tension there.
Yes. Oh, it's similar to what we were talking about the wrestling episode where like
you're
able to like resist the thing rather than being like, we are here for sex. Sex act. We're going through the motions. It like maintains both the like story and the actual physical tension of the event like as long as possible. You know?
All we're looking for is some good tension. And every
That's
scene.
All we're all looking for, you know?
Should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Okay. OCF39411. Sometimes a mom just wants to be tied down and forced to come endlessly. You know what I mean? Three hearts emoji, drooling face emoji. Two emojis in there.
Wow. The incorporation of emojis into the porn title landscape is something that you'd think we would have seen more of by now. And I think it's on the up and up.
Right. Also, like, the mom is the one who sent this in and like added the emojis. She's like, these are in right now.
It's fitting because, like they're like already on their way out. But the mom would be like heart face, crying face, spider web emoji. Like,
right. Exactly. Oh, you know what I mean? I do.
Okay, here we go. Caught my own elf, bound, gagged, whipped, and made to come.
Caught my own elf?
Yeah, genuinely have to click on this right now. I did it ahead of time. I don't.
My own elf?
Yeah, I can't tell from the thumbnail, like, whether this is a literal elf. There
okay,
is a
are
green
we thinking Buddy
tank
the elf?
Dress happening.
Are we thinking Buddy the Elf, or are we thinking, like, Elf from Lord of the Rings, you know? Like, what
or
kind of elf
on a shelf.
Or, like, or elf shelf? On a shelf.
Who is Buddy the Elf? As in Will
from
Ferrell?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know his character's name. I caught my own elf bound, gag, whipped, and made to come. I mean, from the thumbnail, none of the above. Like,
okay,
closest
all right,
I
fine.
Would say is a cam girl cosplaying elf on a shelf.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not even sure from the thumb play? Oh, that's a different thing. From the thumbnail, whether this has anything to do with elves. I mean, yeah. It has to. Because it's not like caught my own self. Caught my right. own self.
No.
Bound, gagged.
I mean, she's wearing a green dress. That's elvish, right?
Keebler elf? It's Keebler elf.
Ah.
It's Keebler elves because you got to catch them for the crackers. What's the fucking,
they have
fucking
cookies.
Folklore there? Like, I don't even know.
They have cookies. And they live
yeah.
in a tree.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
The poor universe never disappoints.
Right? Remote control over my pussy tied me up and made me tremble with orgasm.
Uh-huh.
This yeah. is pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
A tremble yeah. is capitalized, which I liked. Just the T.
Oh, just the T. Capital T trembling, am I yeah. right?
In the royal
boots.
Tremble.
Yeah. Okay. We got tied up and made to come so hard I broke the chair.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
How?
I mean,
I don't know. But we're I'd like trying to add that tension we talked about, that
yeah.
drama, high drama, broken like chair. High drama to the effect of bad acting class choices. Like,
right.
I was talking about Sokara, I threw the chair across the room and I didn't book it.
Don't throw the chair. Oh, my God. But it's like, I in my head, she's like hulking out, you know, like she's tied to
yeah.
the chair. And like, instead of the ropes coming undone, it just the chair just like explodes.
Yes. Shatters into a
yes,
thousand splinters.
Exactly.
Sounds dangerous.
Okay, let's do it. I tied up my little stepsis, Gia Lisa, and licked her pussy good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, last one from me.
Okay.
Straight guy tied up, screams for help. Big cum shot, his only option.
Screams for help.
It's a nice little detail, you know?
It is. And also, his only option is very good, too.
Yeah.
I really
it's
love
a big
that.
Cum shot. He couldn't yeah. do a regular cum shot.
No. It was his
it's
only
funny
option.
It's like big cum shot, because also it's like, it's the shot. Like, his only option is like, come here, a camera, give me
yeah.
a close-up, as
yeah.
opposed to just like, come hard. But,
right.
you know, gotta get that big cum shot. He's only got one option, and it's a
it.
Big cum shot.
Okay. Last one for me. Tied up, fucked hard, made to come on the hottest day of the year.
On the hottest day of the year.
I know. Stressful.
Oh, boy.
I
yeah,
know.
Stressful. Yes.
Because I'm already sweating if I'm, you know, fucking, if I'm, you know, or if my body's going to orgasm. There is sweat
yeah.
involved, you know?
Uh-huh. Just lends so to the atmosphere.
Right. On the hottest day of the year. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I hope that they all had some water afterwards.
I'm picturing fire hydrants, you know, like
oh,
spilling
sure.
into the street. I'm
uh-huh.
picturing like fan in the window.
Uh-huh. Everyone's kinda, like wiping
their
brow.
Kind of hot to me. Yeah.
Someone drinks an ice cold Coca-Cola.
God damn it. Now it's an ad. Of course you turned it into right. a commercial. Someone cracks a Coca-Cola and then it turns into fucking musical theater choreography in the
yes,
streets.
Yes, literally.
All right. We got to take a break before we get sued or something.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have to come clean to you.
Okay.
I am attracted to Danorama.
This is a delicious opener. You are attracted to vampire science school teacher.
It was a journey for me watching this video. The video is Vibrator Bondage from Kink University with Danorama and Colette Rouge. And we haven't talked about any of the Kink University videos, and I was excited to do this one. There are a bunch on there. There's like I'm flustered. There's suction.
You're
cups.
Blushing. I can
I'm
see.
Blushing.
Danorama's listening and knows. He's watching you at all times.
He looks like he could be. There's like
he looks like he does have supernatural powers. Yes,
of course. But there's something about like they're all these videos about like learning skills from like respected kink teachers in the kink community, teachers in the kink community. But there's something about like talking about sexual acts in a way that like a science teacher would, like instructional, that was weirdly really fucking hot to me.
No, totally. It's just the capable authority.
Yes.
Like you just want a dom who's like, and the thing is, you're going to do this.
Yes.
And like what that could do is this.
And like, he's like you know,
I'm just so confident in my sexual knowledge.
Exactly.
That, yeah, of course. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he's like kink.com's Bill Nye.
He literally is.
He's like, just for our listeners, just to give you a visual.
If you're not like, familiar.
Bill Nye, the science guy, meets like the crypt keeper. He has like a shock of like white hair. And it's just like a lanky, very just like illustrious professional.
It's so strange.
So if that sounds like you, maybe you need to slide into Rachel's DMs.
But like just the way saying. He's like, you know, and you know, it's quite a mindfucked activity. Like you leave it available, her ass is available, her cunt's available for fucking. Like I was just like, I'm getting heated right now.
This is a very, we should say, this is like an incredibly clinical video.
It is.
Purposefully, they do have, like you said, peppered in moments where they're like, now I'm going to walk away and just turn this on and like see what happens. But it is quite instructional. We're getting like details around like, if you want to use nylon, that's great. Because if you get bodily fluids on it, you can throw it away or wash it. Whereas if you're using your nice Shibari hemp rope, you're not going to want to wash or throw that away. So for something like this, it would be helpful. It's nice and soft. Yeah. And we also want our like, our, oh, what's it called? Our vet wrap.
Which is vet
so,
wrap.
Yeah, this is so funny.
I know.
Like very clinical video, very like, here's how we tie, like us, like here's sailor knots. You like just every detail about like how to go
plug
about.
Plug it into a dimmer switch. Put it into a remote.
A dimmer switch. Yeah. The like, when a we got remote. Into the like extension cords and the remotes and the dimmer switches, I was like, This is some shit. This is technical,
And
I learned a ton.
I learned so much. But what's peppered in is also like he'll turn it on and then like Colette's like fucking shaking because she's like breathing heavy.
Yes.
There's a huge Hitachi wand on her pussy.
Yes.
You know? It's insane.
Yes. And by the end, on her pussy and on her tits. And I
both
was like,
her nipples.
Oh, Kaloo, Kalay. To have a fucking wand on each nipple.
I know.
And on my clit. I was like, I could die, you know?
Yeah. It looked really intense. And her body was fucking shaking and she was breathing hard. Yeah, it was really, that was really hot to me. It was also really hot when he used like this like bendable vibrator.
Uh-huh.
And he like used the it was like she was in doggy style, and he was like, and you can, you know, make her legs, have her open her legs, have her close her legs. But again, like it was just like the clear dom like vibe over her that he had. Yes. It was just like so good.
Yes. Wait, I want to explain what you were just talking about in a little more detail for the listener, because it's such a cool thing and people may not be aware of it. So like in some cases he was strapping like a classic Hitachi wand to her leg. So it just like wedged right up into her clit. Uh-huh. And then he could turn it off, on and off to give her pleasure. But then he used a different option where, like, the head of the vibrator itself is bendable and he could still attach it to her leg. And by opening her legs, it would remove the actual stimulant from
the
her
pressure.
Clit so that as you're engaging in the sex act, you can literally have someone, like, you can throw someone's legs open while they're in doggy style and it's going to relieve them of that stimulus or of that pleasure. And deny their orgasm, and then you can like pull them back up. So it's like a, I just want to describe that in detail because it's a fun way that like actually like incorporates the engagement with their body, where like you could be like slapping someone's ass and then like hoist them up so their like legs are coming together and they're suddenly just like being hit with this immense pleasure and then be like, no, and like whip and their legs open again and have them deny that pleasure. And that fun subversion of opening your legs and being like, like you don't get it, is, I don't know, somehow like a fun element to
it. Yeah, it's so hot. There was also a moment where like they had like the vibrator, the Hitachi, like strapped to the inside of her thigh. And he was like, and, you know, you could go behind and grab her by the nipples and fuck her from behind. And then he did it. And I was like, this is so hot. I was like, oh my God, this is so hot.
I mean, I'm totally jumping the gun here, but like, did you masturbate? Like, do you masturbate to something this instructional, or was it just like a perfect kind of like,
it was a good warm up.
Bouche.
It was a great amuse-bouche, but there was something about it that I really loved. And I think it's, I remember I watched on, Chick Flicks, the subreddit, there was this video with actually Michael Vegas, and he was doing like an instructional video, about like different male vibrators, like jerkers. And he was just like kind of trying them out and like talking about them in like an instructional way that I just found. And he was also like getting turned on, you know, in it. And I was like, there's something about it that's so hot to me.
Yes. The other part of it is like when you set the precedent that this is a professional instructional video and then it gets just a little bit hot anyway.
It feels naughty.
That'll fucking do. Because you're like, I thought we said what we were doing here. Like it creates that tension of like, you're not allowed. And especially if there's this sensation that you're like in school and you're like, I gotta be a good girl. Mm-hmm. And like teacher said something about like, cunt, you know, it's so fun. And I do think they picked a great performer here. Like Colette is great at like, kind of just like gently giving in and being like, when it's happening. You know, like if it was fucking me cast, I'd be like, and I'd just be like fucking poker face the whole time.
She was just like her eyes were like, she was breathing really heavy and she was just like kind of whimpering. It was
just the right amount of her just like letting it, like giving into it and letting it like affect her, you know,
right?
For it to somehow still be a hot video. Really, really just brilliant, brilliant execution.
The last like couple of minutes when he like walks away and he's like, maybe I'll turn it off, we'll see, I don't know, he's like, I'm gonna walk away and we'll see what happens, and he just
leaves us
there.
Like a really delicious little cliffhanger there with her with fucking three wands strapped to her
and her hands tied, and she's just like, her whole body is shaking and she's like moaning. So like, these are the orgasms I want to see, you know, where it's just like uncontrollable. It's just like convulsion. I love it. It was really hot.
It harkens back to Sex Machines, like way in the like early days of this podcast.
Yes.
Although that those particular Sex Machines were much more about penetration. And this one is about like just fucking intense clit stimulation, which is so obviously our bag. So
we're into it.
Yeah. Hot in spite of itself or by clever, subtle design. I loved it. I thought that was a really cool educational video. And I truly was like, I have to clock this and like learn all these ties.
Yes.
You know, like I was like,
there's beautiful. The rope stuff that he did.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And like the way he tied it with the nylon rope, it is now a harness. Like you can now use it for leverage if you want to fuck them from behind.
Yeah. Like lifting this person up. I was like, ooh, like literally taking notes, but like for my life, you know, not just for the pod. Yeah. Brilliant. Like,
that's
brilliant
my fantasy stuff. Now. So thanks, Danorama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call me.
Call me. I feel like you could get it. Let's move on to sexy brunette tied to exercise machine with a vibe and run until orgasm.
Okay, this then is from Bound Honeys, and it has Sasha Kane. And that's all we know. We don't know who the other person is behind the camera, I guess, who's like, I'm assuming the exercise trainer?
Yeah, or the Bound Dom. I mean, I did like look further into this channel, and this is sort of the result of Pornhub like bettering its policies and only using verified content. Like, we're still going to get some like wonky shit, but sometimes when we pull the stuff that isn't necessarily meant to be ethical, it's like still trying to be, and we're like, great, you know, like, this is apparently female produced content. I don't know shit about Bound Honeys, so I'm not here to say this is ethical, but it is. It did feel safer in the forced orgasm space, you know, hearkening back to the conversation prior about this feeling abuse adjacent, to find this ridiculous video where it's just like women. So I was like, okay, this is great. Like, this feels kind of safe, but it's also just bonkers.
So safe.
Like, so much fodder.
A brief synopsis. Sasha Kane is on a elliptical in someone's basement gym. I'm not sure where we are. Yeah. And she's in a very absurd outfit. She's got like tiny little short shorts and like a sports bra and leg warmers.
Yeah.
She's just complaining the whole time. And the trainer is like, come on, Sasha, no pain, no gain. I thought you said you wanted to get fit. You know, you've got 4 weeks to get fit. Sort it out. And she's like, oh, I'm so tired. And she like she's like looking at her arm. Like, she's just like, couldn't be bothered. Like, she like yawns at one point.
Yes.
And she's like, I just really don't want to.
Yeah. It's just the best like fodder of like whiny British. Like, we love this because it's all this like hilarious British banter about like, you gotta get fit, you know? Yeah.
Carry on though. Gotta carry on.
Absolute joke you are.
Yeah.
Like, at one point she says that, like, you don't even, so, okay, also important to note. So she's like sort of exercising. Clearly not. It's obviously an elliptical at setting zero.
Yes.
This chick at one point is also like, look at me. Like, yeah, I want to get fit. Like, look at my body. And I'm like, your fucking body's perfect.
Yeah, shut up.
But whatever. And then
she goes, I know a harder way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the premise is, we're going to get you naked and like tie some, you know, like less
nylon
expert.
Rope. Yeah,
nylon rope tied around you, and then make you work out. And for this whole like middle section of it, I was like, sorry, explain to me the motivation.
Yeah.
Like, explain to me why this has anything to do with like how aggressively she is working the elliptical.
Right.
Because, and she's got these like two nylon ropes like specifically tied like right up around her clit.
Yeah.
And she's only
her
saying,
wrists
like,
are tied.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing it. Oh, it's really tight.
It's
really
tight
on my pussy. And I'm like, yeah, is that encouraging you? Like, is that supposed to be good? Because I would think that that would be a deterrent, you know?
Like, her arms and her ankles and her waist are all tied to the machine. Like, I was like,
yes.
But we skipped the part where, like, Sasha goes, wait, what? Like, why all of a sudden did we just cut to this? And she's on board. Like,
yeah.
But still whiny. She's like, if I go faster, it really hurts my pussy. And then our Dom has like a crop. She's like, look at me, Sasha. She's like, every time you slow down, I'm gonna hit you with this. And so she keeps like hitting her, smacking her ass. And then she, because she's such a whinger, she tapes her mouth shut and makes her go faster on the elliptical. Yeah.
And then she also gets out her little tiny gentle
bullet
riding crop.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
So pre-bullet, we're at the riding crop now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, that's the part where I'm like, okay, this is motivating. You know, you don't want your ass slapped, so you're gonna, you know, like, you don't want your ass to be sore, so you're gonna do the exercise.
Right.
But she's not really using it that way. We're just kind of tracing her body and being like, to like, ooh, we're threatening you with this.
Right.
And then she starts like exercising more, sort of.
Yeah. Like the Dom style between this and Danorama, I was like, ugh. You need to take a class by Danorama, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You need to learn from the best.
I will say, though, like, for this Dom off camera, this bound babe or whoever, bound honey, whatever this person is, it was hysterical, and she was really good at just like constant improvised randomness, you know, which is one of the skills. But as we have talked about before, like we much more appreciate like a strong authoritative dom with just like a natural confidence. I just thought it was hysterical.
I just thought it was ridiculous. Absurd. Yeah. So she pulls out a bullet vibrator and then duct tapes it to her vulva.
Yes, as if that's going to work.
Right. Like, and, like, I'm just confused. I'm like, do you want her to go faster or no? Like, I'm so, like, what?
Yes.
I just, and I'm like, oh, the whole point is just make her come. So she's
I mean, we've known that all along. Right, it's right. We're just losing the thread on, like, the premise of the video.
Yes. Fancy having an orgasm while you work out.
Fancy having an orgasm while you, like, I would love for someone to say that to me while I'm working
out. Could you imagine being in the gym, someone walks by and says that to you? I'm like, actually, sure.
Actually, I mean, the incentive for me would be, like, get the wand out, like, get the vibrator out, and when I'm working out hard enough, you know, like, keep it on there, and if I start to slow down, take it off. Like, that sounds like a fun exercise, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
That's motivation.
Right.
But this shit is a mess.
It's such a mess. So she's still tied up, strapped in, taped, and she starts to have an orgasm, and she's like, oh, you dirty girl.
Yeah, she's like, you're coming already, you dirty girl. And I was like, that's not how that works. Like, you're not like, the dirtier the girl, the easier she comes.
No!
Like, okay, sure.
No.
Also, very important to note, she's absolutely not coming.
No,
she's not coming.
There's no way.
She's literally just like whimpering and like doing the elliptical. And I'm like, if she was coming or close to it,
she would have hulked.
Stand right still.
Or she would have hulked.
Shot her legs straight and then
broken the thing. Ripped like the fucking busted the elliptical wide open.
If she's you. And then we finish with
you
something.
You don't want to see me when I come.
I guess not. I guess I don't, Rachel. Come to think of it, maybe I don't. Sounds a little scary, but I'm not going to yuck your yum. I'm worried for my physical property. She also throws in like a ridiculous line around like that'll eat up some calories or something.
I know, right?
Around
like having an
orgasm. Yeah, and it will. That is the thing. But I bet
my preferred method of burning calories.
Yeah, my kind of only method lately. I've fallen off any kind of workout routine. But yes, that's
what a bit.
I think in real life she actually, you know, probably burned like 100 calories in multiple takes of this video.
Yeah,
doing the elliptical at like zero setting.
Yeah, they set a high goal. She was like at the beginning, you have to do 2 miles.
Uh huh. Is that a high goal on an elliptical? That doesn't sound intense to me.
Really? I mean, it would take me about a half hour, 45. You know,
to get to 2 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not even, you know, that's like a normal workout, right?
Oh, well,
like,
I got mellow... for me, but not for a porn video, you know?
Right. But if we're talking about burning calories, Rachel.
Okay, you're right.
If that's the premise as opposed to, because I don't, you know, it's a set. I don't want her to fucking have to be on an elliptical all day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Absurd.
Right. But at least let me believe, you know, at least maybe pretend.
That's all we're asking for. So what do you think?
So neither of these are going in my spank bank for masturbation.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have quite the vibe with Danarima that you are. Like, so, you know, you can rest assured that I'm not competition there. But
I totally get the
like vibe and was likewise like, ooh, this is like subtly arousing in fun ways.
Right.
But it's not something I'm going to masturbate to. It's something I'm going to like literally watch with a partner and be like, now look at how he's tying
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Now loop it around.
Uh-huh.
Now note how he has it wedged right up there between her labia, like this is fodder for forwarding my sex life, but it is
absolutely
not solo fodder
tips
for me
and tricks
to touch myself too. Yeah. Tips and tricks, babe.
Yeah.
University.
Right. I mean, definitely watch the trailer for every single Kink University video after this one, because I was like, I need to
know
more.
Any other highlights that I should be aware of for my personal research?
I mean, definitely the deep throat one was wild. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He also has one. I mean, he has one on like suction play, which was really scary. Not my particular bag, but, you know, if you're curious. And There's also one on threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very, I'm just going to leave you with this. He's got a very fascinating penis.
A fascinating penis.
Uh-huh.
And is this something you discovered before or after you developed your crush? The penis is lending itself to the crush?
It was after the crush. I had the crush while watching this video, and then I started watching the trailers for all the other ones, and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I wonder what a fascinating penis means. I'll have
You'll
to
figure
find
it
out. Oh, I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
I'll get to the bottom of it, Rachel. Because it's not very hard to go to kink.com and look through those trailers.
Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. At our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a 5-star review, feel free to drop your Insta handle and we'll tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.